Blessed day, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Christian Talk with Betty. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you and welcome once again. So to start with, I want to say something first before I delve into what I really want to say or what I really have for you. And it is that you are special. Yes. You are special. I'm aware that you know this. I'm aware you know that yourself, that you are special. But this is to remind you and to tell you again, that to repeat it to you, that you are special. In fact, you matter. You really matter, and you not only matter to yourself but also to God. You not only matter to yourself, your family, your people around you, but also to God. You really matter to God, and you are so important to Him. So I am going to read two verses of the Bible. Psalms 139 verse 13 and 14, which says, "For you created my inmost being. You created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." And the second Bible verse I'm going to read right now is Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, which says, "For we are God's handiwork. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." So intriguing, isn't it? You see, these verses really hold a powerful message for our unique value and purpose. It really holds a powerful and profound message of our uniqueness, our value, and our purpose. And one thing I have noticed is the fact that many people don't know how special and how unique they are. They are just oblivious to this fact. And I remember a time when, you know, I had not given my life to Christ. I was still living in sin. And I remember a guy actually said something to me. I cannot forget that day. Not that I am still offended or something. It's just that I remember it all to just give thanks to God that here I am today. I know I am special, because He actually said to me that there is nothing special about me, that I am not special. I am just, you know, He said a lot of things, but the main point of what He said was the fact that I am not special, or I wasn't special, because I know I am special. And of a truth, I believed what He said. I believed I wasn't special because I felt He had seen something. You know, for Him to say that kind of, for Him to utter that kind of statement, I thought He had seen something, and I believed I wasn't special. And each time I remember that statement, then I always felt unhappy, and I always, you know, I'll just become sad then, until God helped me. And the truth is, many people are like this as well, that, you know, people tell them their opinion of who they are to them, and they just believe it. They just believe it without even, you know, it's just to show how we, or how those people do not know the kind of person they are, their uniqueness, their value. They don't know. That's why they believe what people say about them, of which I had also been in that, you know, that kind of situation before. And that's why I am recording, or that's why I am, you know, putting this message out there to tell you that you are special. Is there anybody telling you you're not special? Just know and say to that person that you are special. So these verses and many other verses scattered across in the Bible actually remind us that, you know, it serves as a reminder that we are special and we are special creation. We are special creation because we are handcrafted by God, who is a loving and purposeful creator. I mean, God deliberately created us. He handcrafted us by himself, not any other person. By himself, he created us. And in that Psalms 139, the psalmist acknowledges that God personally formed us. It's just what I said now. He personally knitted us together in the womb, which means that our existence is not in any way accidental. We are not here on this earth by accident. No, God is so intentional about us. It is a deliberate, and you know, we are deliberate, or let's say we are a deliberate and careful creation. He created us deliberately, intentionally, because we are special. So let me tell you this, that you are not a mistake. You and I, we are not a mistake. And this actually made me remember a story, you know, the story of one lady I read recently. You know, she said her mom always told her since she was young that her existence is a mistake, because her mother never planned a birth, or she never planned to birth her. And she tried as much as possible to, you know, she tried every means to just abort a pregnancy, but it failed. So this girl carried that mentality all around. She sees herself as a mistake, you know, until one day she encountered Christ, you know, until she met somebody who led her to Christ. And, you know, in the course of a relationship with God, she got to understand that she is not a mistake. She got to understand that our existence is not a mistake, you know, according to what her mom used to say, that she's a mistake. So she got to know that. So her mom was actually a liar. Her mom was just saying what she thinks, not who God really created her to be. God did not create her to be a mistake. Our creation or our existence isn't a mistake. And another time my mom told her that she's a mistake, she summoned the courage to just tell her that, no, I am not a mistake. She said she might have been a mistake to her, maybe to her, that's her own view of it, but to God, she's not a mistake, because he's unique and special. She didn't reply. She didn't reply her rudely. It was just to correct her mom's notion that she is not a mistake, because she told her she's not a mistake but a masterpiece, and that she's unique. That's such a big and wonderful statement to make. It's a courageous statement to make when you can stand firm and say, yes, I am not a mistake. You know, to people who think you are a mistake, to people who think you are not special, you stand firm boldly and tell them that, no, I am not a mistake. I am a masterpiece. You're listening to me right now. Your existence on this earth or on this planet is not random. Your existence here, my existence here, is not random, but it's part of God's divine plan. We all are part of his plan. So you are not just a random person. You're not random on this earth. You are part of God's plan. Ephesians 2:10 that I read also tells us that we are not all we are. It tells us that we are God's workmanship. It tells us that we are created in Christ Jesus for good works. What a powerful reminder that our uniqueness is not just for a benefit. What a powerful reminder that our uniqueness is not just for our benefit, but also to serve a greater purpose in God's plan. Wow. You are not just special. You are not just special. I am not just special, but we are purposeful. You are not just special. You are purposeful. You are a purposeful person. You are a purposeful being. You have a purpose. You are unique. I keep repeating that because that is exactly who you are. Your life has a role to play in God's greater story. It didn't just create you to come and fill space here. It's because your life has a role, a great role to play in God's story. Your unique qualities, your unique experiences and talents are designed to, you know, make a positive impact in the world. You are created to make an impact, a big and great impact in this world. So you see, you're not a mistake. You see that you're special. You see that you're unique. You see that you matter and you're important. Do you see that? And it's just so incredible how these verses from Psalms and Ephesians can, you know, bring light to our identity. It can bring light to our identity and our worth. You know, we are in a world that often makes us feel we need to fit into some certain molds. But these verses declare that being unique is a divine gift. So our uniqueness is a divine gift. We are a divine gift and not a flaw. And I really want to encourage you today that you should just take a moment to reflect on these verses, Psalms 139, 13 and 14, and Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. I really want you to take a moment to reflect on these verses. And I want to encourage you to embrace your uniqueness. You are who God says you are. Not what people think you are, not who anybody says you are. When a person tells you are not unique or you're not special, it's a lie, a blatant one. It's a lie from the pit of hell, because God says you are special. God says you are his handiwork, and God's end work can never be a mistake. God's end work will forever be special, which means you are special. So do not believe people's opinion about you. Believe God's opinion about you, which is that you are special and you are his handwork. We are his workmanship, created for good works. You are important. You matter to God and you matter in this world. Appreciate your value. I encourage you to appreciate your value and to remember that you matter. Always remember this. Constantly, everywhere you go, every day. In fact, say it to yourself. You know, stand before a mirror and tell it to yourself that, oh, Elizabeth, I am special. Elizabeth, you are special. Elizabeth, you are unique. You matter. You are important. You are God's handiwork. You are handcrafted by God. Keep saying it to yourself, because it actually gives you this level of boldness. It boldens you, or it gives you courage too about who you are. Keep affirming this to yourself. Keep confessing and keep declaring it to yourself that you are special, and embrace yourself as that special being that you are. Appreciate yourself. Appreciate your value, regardless of what people may say about you. Remember that you are special. Thank you so much for joining me today on Christian Talk with Betty. I really hope you found inspiration in the message of these verses, these two verses I read to you. And I need to let you know that these are not just the only verses of the Bible that talks about our specialty or about our uniqueness. There are so many, numerous, but I had to just pick these two just to make you understand very well that you are unique. And thank you so much once again for joining me. Thank you really, 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 really much. And as you go about your day, I want you to remember that you are not alone on this journey. I want you to remember that God has created you with a unique purpose. And guess what? This world that we are in is waiting for that positive impact that only you can make. This world is waiting for that positive impact changes that you only can make. And until next time, take care and remain blessed. And I pray the Lord be with you in Jesus' name. You are special, you are unique, and you are important. Bye.